Tuesday, the 9th of April, and it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, broadcasting over KVRE and sponsored by the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer at 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. Well, I was getting water last week, and a couple was visiting with him from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me a question I've never had asked before.
Which was?
How long does this water keep? Does it go bad? I brought a 5-gallon container. You don't have to worry about that.
No.
You know, it's good for years, probably.
Probably so. But it doesn't last that long in your household.
No. Spring what? I was raised on spring water.
You were.
So are you.
Yes, yeah. I was.
We don't drink this.
We don't drink tap water.
Tap water from any city.
No.
Doesn't make any difference if it's the Village or Hot Springs, chemically treated water, or any part of it.
No, and even when we lived in Glenwood, you still came and got water.
I know.
I mean, that was...
Well, we had a well. Well, that particular well had too much iron in it.
It did. I mean, you talk about trying to clean the toilets, the bathtub.
Bad news, yeah.
I mean, they were clean, but it didn't look clean because of the iron in the water.
That's true.
It was a very, for an OCD person such as myself, it was not a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, on this April the 9th, it's National Unicorn Day. It is National Winston Churchill Day.
National Unicorn Day. You'd think that'd be on St. Patty's Day.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But I don't know. And it's National Name Yourself Day. Well, my name is Sparkles. That's what they call me at the bank.
I know that.
So.
That is your alias.
That's my alias.
Yes.
That's what they call me. 1833, the first tax.
What do they call Scotty Mac? Chatty?
Oh, I don't know what they call him.
Chatty Mac?
I don't know. I don't know what they call him. I don't go to the bank with him.
Oh. Okay.
He banks at a different bank than I bank at. So.
He uses the bank of the Washita River.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we had a time with him last week while he sat in with you for you for Ask Your Neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he... He was,
did a good job.
Oh, he did a fabulous job. But, you know, he was very nervous. I don't know why. You know,
I don't either. He always does a good job.
I went in last week to get my shots, and he went in extra early that day to get his allergy shots. And they said that he came in saying, oh, I've got to do two shows today. Just like pacing back and forth. Oh, 1833 on this day. The first tax-supported public library opens in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
Okay.
1872, powdered milk is patented by Samuel R. Percy. Powdered milk.
It's not very tasty. Mix that with water. And
yeah, it's not very.
Kind of pasty.
Yes.
1913 on this date. Opening day at Ebbets Field, the new home of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Boy, they... Fans had to wait an hour to get in because nobody brought the key. They forgot the key.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like my high school graduation night.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Oh, going back to that.
And once they got in.
Going back to that time in 1992.
And then once they got in, the Dodgers lost to Philadelphia 1-0. So they were shut out after waiting.
Well, 1878 on this day, First Lady Lucy Hayes begins the first egg rolling contest on the White House lawn. Oh, I remember my days of coloring eggs for Easter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That was a big thing in our house.
It was a big thing. Yeah. And then we stopped the year that we lost the eggs.
Remember? Yeah, that was a low moment.
That was a very low moment.
We had spent hours coloring the eggs, and we put the basket and the eggs on top of the refrigerator, which was a mistake because eventually, I guess, the vibration from the refrigerator caused them to fall behind the refrigerator.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it took forever to get them out.
Yes, it did. It did. Oh. 1963, Sir Winston Churchill becomes the first honorary U.S. citizen. That is why it is National Winston Churchill Day.
Well, he was a great man.
He was.
I think his mother was an American.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
I believe you're right. 1965, the Houston Astrodome, the first domed stadium, opens.
Yeah, that was one of the eighth wonders of the world at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know you have not been. I have not been to see a baseball game at Globe Life. We, you and I have been next door when it was
the open air.
The open air stadium.
Texas Rangers.
But the Globe Life feel, because I've been there for a couple concerts now. It's stellar.
Mm.
It is. It's great. 1984, Terms of Endearment wins the Best Picture Oscar and four others at the 56th Annual Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
1965, the Beatles single Ticket to Ride is released.
Mm-hmm.
1966, Monday Monday by the Mamas and the Papas entered the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
Also in 66, You're My Soul and Inspiration by the Righteous Brothers hits number one, stayed there for 3 weeks. 1971, Joy to the World by Three Dog Night is certified gold. 1977, Dancing Queen by ABBA was number one on the top 40. And in 1988, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car by Billy Ocean hits number one, stayed there for 2 weeks. A great 80s song, I will mm-hmm. say.
Get Out of My Dreams and Get In My Car.
Yes.
Well, it could have been worse.
Which it's just part of the 80s, the 80s genre of music. But mm-hmm. it was great, that 80s genre.
Yeah. Last week, I was in the Garland County Farmers Association,
mm-hmm.
and this brings up a point. A guy came in, I was talking to Larry, and he said, what do you have here to get weeds out of monkey grass?
Well, that's really a good question.
It is a good question, because they've got all types of things there to knock out specialty weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about eraser for the general weeds, but he told him about a special deal they had on the shelves to knock out the weeds in the monkey grass. And I was thinking, that's one of the advantages. If you have any questions about your lawn or your garden, go out to the Garland County Farmers Association and talk to the experts. So Larry's been there for many years, and there's Lori and Deidre and Jerry. And they're all very knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
could not go into the gardening department at the Mart and ask a question like that. Nobody would know anything.
And, you know, monkey grass, I have monkey grass at home, and I guess I've never thought about it. But, yeah, how do you get the weeds out? Because, I mean, monkey grass comes up in big bundles.
Yeah. Well, Larry has the answer.
Larry has the answer.
So if you have monkey grass and weeds coming up, look up Larry at the Garland County Farmers Association. He is the guy.
He is the guy. He's quiet.
That's true, but knowledgeable.
But knowledgeable.
And he's always ready to visit with you. They have a new selection of deerskin driver's gloves there, too, at the Farmers Association, and pigskin gloves. As we always say, you'll be surprised what you'll find on the shelves there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And don't forget, the Bonnie truck is coming once a week. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
There's lots of good things on that thing.
A brand new shipment. They've got live plants, Bonnie spinach, cauliflower plants, all types of tomato plants.
Early girl,
the 50-day tomatoes, mm-hmm. Better Boy, Big Boy, jalapeno hot peppers, collard greens, Bonnie spinach.
Celery, curly kale.
Yeah,
sweet mint.
Yeah. Georgia sweet onions.
Texas sweet onions, sweet red onions.
Yeah.
And this is just the list we have. I mean, like I said.
Well, it changes every week.
The truck comes once a week, so.
And those plants are all outside. It's the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. Easy to find. On Airport Road, they're just beyond Walgreens on Airport Road, the same side of the street.
Well, born on this day, on the 9th of April, 1903, actor Ward Bond. 1932, singer and songwriter Carl Perkins. 1953, country singer Hal Ketcham. 1954, actor Dennis Quaid. And in 1990, actress Kristen Stewart.
I think Dennis Quaid lives in Nashville now.
Does he live in Nashville now?
I think so, yeah.
Well, he's 70 today, and that's hard for me to believe, that Dennis Quaid is 70.
Hard to wrap your mind around
it
that.
It is.
Huh.
He was married to Meg Ryan for a while, wasn't he?
I think he was,
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah. A Visit with Tom and Alice was presented by the Garland County Farmers Association. 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5. And don't forget our big announcement we made yesterday. Beginning on April the 27th, they will close at noon on Saturday. But in the meantime, open from 7:30 until 1. But from April the 27th on, they'll close at noon. We'll see you tomorrow.